اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we have again, alhamdulillah, some of the students of Sevier International School with us in this session. And before we start the class, let me say hello to each of them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah, and how are you?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salam, salam.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Welcome. And Hassan Nasrullah, how are you doing?
Salaam alaikum, sir.
Salaam alaikum.
I'm fine, sir.
Okay.
How are you?
That's great. Thank you so much. Welcome. So, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of the session. Inshallah, you will benefit and we all will benefit from the verses of the Quran Kareem. So, brother Hassan and Hussein, today, inshallah, our topic is to work on Ayah 60 of Surah Al-Baqarah. And I really recommend our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please grab your Quran, go to Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 60 of Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah. Stay with us till the end of this session. We will have a short explanation and also, most importantly, we will be working on the tajweed rules, important tajweed rules in this ayah. So before we start reciting it and explaining about it, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah. MashaAllah, what a nice recitation. I loved it. How about you?
Yes.
Thank you. So, now I will be, inshallah, reciting it. Make sure you repeat after me.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذ استسقى موسى لقومه فقلنا اضرب بعصاك الحجر.
وإذ استسقى موسى لقومه فقلنا اضرب بعصاك الحجر.
فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا.
فانفجرت منه اثنتا عشرة عينا.
قد علم كل أناس مشربهم.
قد علم كل أناس مشربهم.
كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين.
كلوا واشربوا من رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين.
الحمد لله. Thank you so much. Thank you, Hassan and Hussein, for practicing with our brothers and sisters. So, وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ, and when Prophet Moses عليه السلام prayed for water for his people, and he asked Allah Almighty to send some rain, okay, we said to Prophet Musa, Allah Almighty says, strike the rock with your staff, that walking stick, okay? Hit the water, okay? Hit the rock, okay? With the your walking stick. Thereat, 12 fountains, okay? 12 fountains gushed forth from it. Fountains. Every tribe came to know its drinking place, and then Allah Almighty says, eat and drink of Allah's provision, the rizq, the blessings of Allah Almighty, okay? And do not act wickedly on the earth, causing corruption. So, look, Allah Almighty tells us to use the rizq of Allah Almighty, okay? And we should not be someone who is causing corruption. It means do not be kind of be among those who are thankful, okay, to Allah Almighty because of the blessings. In this ayah, one thing I want to tell you, فَقُلْنَا ضُرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. When Prophet Musa عليه السلام hit the rock with his staff, okay, فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَةَ عَشْرَةَ عَيْنًا. 12 fountains of water gushed out. Is it a miracle or no?
Yes.
Yes, it's a miracle. One point I want to tell you, that the miracles and the magics, let's talk about them a little bit. Miracles are not the same as magics. Even they are completely different. Why? Because magics are things that people, they learn themselves and they try to find some tricks to do magics, okay? But miracles are taught by Allah Almighty. Look, Allah Almighty says, فَقُلْنَا ضُرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرِ. Allah Almighty says, do it and we will make it a miracle. فَانْفَجَرَتْ. So Allah Almighty did it. Yes?
Yes.
So a miracle is something which is taught by Allah Almighty. Okay? But magics are people. Miracles are things that everyone cannot do it. Everyone cannot prove or show a miracle. But magics, everyone can learn it and do it. So miracles cannot be taught to anyone, okay? Special people. Prophets and imams. That's it. Okay? Now, you cannot go to a teacher like you go to prophet. Oh, prophet, teach me how to do miracles. Come on, it's not magic. That's different, okay? And miracle is something which is heavenly. But magic is something which is haram. It is forbidden. Okay? So, guys. I hope, inshallah, you refer to the Tafasir book, okay, for explanations. I just mentioned one point from this ayah. Now, let's go to the Tajweed rules, which is the main part of our discussion, our sessions.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
وإذ استسقى. استسقى, you have to pronounce it. استسقى, because the third letter is having a fatha. We had a rule for Hamzatul Wasl. To pronounce Hamzatul Wasl, we have two rules. Actually, two cases. Either Hamzatul Wasl is with a word which is noun, or Hamzatul Wasl is with a word which is verb. This is a verb. With the verbs, we have again two cases. We have to take a look at the third letter of the word. If the third letter of the word has a fatha or a kasra, then Hamzatul Wasl will be assigned with a kasra. E. Istasqa. Look, the third letter has a fatha. or a kasra, again, you have to assign hamzatul wasl with kasra. But whenever you see that hamzatul wasl is there, and look at the third letter of the word. If the third letter of the word has a dhamma, u sound, so hamzatul wasl will be assigned with
dhamma,
u. If the ta was tu, not ta, tu, you would have said ustasqa. Okay, yes. Ustusqa. Okay? But since the letter ta has a fatha, so the fatha and kasra go in the same under the same rule, okay? You put a kasra. But now, if, wa if, istasqa. Now, because we have, actually, if is dhal sakin. There is a kasra, but in reality, dhal sakin, okay? Wa idh qala, wa idh atayna. Look, it's the same word, okay? It is sakin. Then you have hamzatul wasl, two sakin letters. A letter sakin plus hamzatul wasl sakin. So in this case, you put a kasra with the letter which is sakin, which is before hamzatul wasl. Dhal, yes? Put a kasra with dhal and join it with the letter seen. You skip hamzatul wasl here because you join two letters, two words, okay? Which hamzatul wasl occurs in the middle. So you do not say wa idhu istasqa. No, wa idhu istasqa. We have a rule: idh iltaqata as-sakinatayn, when two sakin letters meet one another, okay, hurrik bil kasr. Put a kasra at the first one, for the first one, and read it. Wa idhu istasqa. Simple as that. Wa idhu istasqa. Musa li qawmihi hi. There is a long sound. فَقُلْنَا اضْرِب. Okay, Hassan, I told you, you have to take a look at the third letter of the word, okay? Look at the third letter of the word, اضْرِب.
Yes.
Does it have a kasra, fatha, dhamma?
Kasra.
Kasra. Yes. So you assign hamzatul wasl of this word with?
Kasra.
Kasra. اضْرِب. If you start from the word اضْرِب, you say اضْرِب. But because you join them together, the previous word and this word, you skip hamzatul wasl. فَقُلْنَا الضُّرِيب. There is no kasra for it. Now, فَقُلْنَا. Noon has a long vowel sound. But next word starts with hamzatul wasl. We had a rule that if you have a mad letter plus hamzatul wasl and you have to skip hamzatul wasl, you also have to skip the mad sound. Put a short vowel sound with it. فَقُلْنَا ضُرِبْ. Instead, you should say فَقُلْنَا ضُرِبْ. Not نَضْرِبْ. نَضْرِبْ. Fast. نَضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرُ. There is a word صَلَى or صَلِي. What does it say?
Better to stop.
Better to stop. No way. That was قَلَى or قَلِي.
Better to go.
Better to go. Better to continue. You can stop here. But it's better to continue. فَانْفَجَرَتْ نُونْ سَاكِينَ plus فَا. Rest of the letters, إِخْفَا for sure. مِنْهُ. مِنْهُ. نُونْ سَاكِينَ plus هَا. Throat letters. Merge, hide, change, no rule. Which one?
No rule.
No rule. Because هَا is throat letter. Yes. مِنْ هُثْنَتَ. So Hamzatul Wasl is skipped here. مِنْ هُثْنَتَ. عشرة عينا. But when you stop, Tanween Fatha is changed to Hassan. Change to
Alif Mad.
Alif Mad. Hassan. عشرة عينا. If you stop here, it's better to continue because صلاة we have here. Yeah, صلاة or صلي we have here. Now قد علم كل أناس. Tanween plus ميم. أناس مشربهم. Yes. أناس مشربهم. إدغام, right? أُنَاسٍ مَشْرَبَهُمْ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ. نُون ساكين plus را. What rule is applied, Hussein? Hussein?
Merge.
Merge them, yes? Without غُنَّة. Yes, مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ. Do not pronounce the noon. Join ميم to را. مِنْ رِزْقِ اللَّهِ. رِزْقِ قَاف has a كَسْرَة. Plus the word Allah. We said if the word Allah is preceded by a kasra, the letter lam of the word Allah is pronounced lightly.
Yes.
Rizqillah, not rizqillah.
Yes.
Right, Hassan? رزق الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين. Simple as that. All the important rules in this ayah were mentioned. So I hope inshallah you've learned something. Make sure you practice, okay, and apply the rules once again. And for the explanation, because each ayah has a lot of explanations and a lot of things to learn about, so please refer to the Tafasir book or interpretations. Thank you so much. Inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions, in the coming days as well. Stay with us. And thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network, Hassan Hussein. Brothers, if you have anything to say,
no.
Now say bye-bye to our friends.
Bye.
Bye-bye, inshallah. See you. Stay with us. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان